You're one of the veterans now on this team, and you've been here a long time now. Going into a season, is this, in terms of a buzz and excitement, the most you felt, or how would you gauge it compared to other years going into the season?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I say it every year, but definitely this year, we have that confidence that, you know, our team's in a good spot, and we have a lot to build on, and I think the excitement's here. You just look at the additions and the depth we have on top of the top-end players we have. You know, it's just a good mix, and you know, we got, you know, some new personnel in net, and you know, so it's exciting for everybody. And every team will say that at this point, but I just, you know, you get that feeling around the guys, you know, that expectations are there now. You know, we don't come to the rink hoping and, you know, just to get to the playoffs. We expect to be in the playoffs. We know we got to work for it, and we want to prove to ourselves and to everybody that, you know, we're not a team that just wants to get there. We want to do something here.
You kind of catch on and notice the buzz in the city, and I mean, you see all the moves that are made in the off season, and you see it on social media. Like, have you paid attention to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I live here all summer in Calgary, and you know, I think if you're in a Canadian market, you're going to hear about it all summer anyways, but I've definitely felt the buzz in Calgary. You know, it's slowly come along, you know, over the years as this rebuild has happened, and we're at the point where, you know, now it's time to really take the next step, and I feel like we took a step last year, but there's definitely, you know, a lot more to go, and the goal, you know, is to obviously go a little more and you know, win a championship. That's the ultimate goal, and I think the pieces are there. It's now just guys putting it together and seeing how things play out, and then as players, you just concentrate on what you can control, and you know, we all think that our coaches and management team, you know, take care of the rest. So it's a good mix here. The organization, from when I first got here, it's come a long way. Just, you know, I think you've seen it as well, and it's really exciting.
You talk about expectations. Is there anything added in terms of pressure when you have those expectations, or how do you make sure that those don't get the best of you?
Well, you got to just kind of stay within. I think you can't, you know, it's the old saying, you're never as good as they say you are, and you're never as bad as they say you are. And you could take that with your personal game, and you could take that as a team. And within our dressing room, we talk, and we, you know, we're honest about things, about where your team is at, and you got to stick with it when times aren't good, because it's not always going to be, you know, roses and flowers. It's going to sometimes be, you know, a bumpy road. And, you know, it's those times where you really build your team, and when you get through times like that. And, you know, we went through a lot last year, and then we had a stretch where we couldn't do any wrong. So you just got to keep even keel. And we have a good mix of that room that we make sure, you know, no one's getting too comfortable, and no one's getting too down, and that's what you need. And we definitely have a lot to prove. We're not happy by any stretch with the way the season ended last year. You know, to go 4 out like that, that's in the back of our minds. That's not something that we're just satisfied about, making the playoffs. So that's something that's a goal. We gotta, you know, use that as some motivation, and it's definitely something that we all want to prove shouldn't have happened, and you know, we want to take that next step this year.
You made the playoffs in 2015, and most of the group is still around from that team, and the next year didn't go the way you wanted it to. Is there lessons you can take from that?
Yeah, I think you definitely can learn that it's not just going to happen. You know, there's a lot of factors that we could point at as to why that happened, and it is a couple of years ago, but you definitely learn, and we have a totally new coaching staff here, and players know what's expected, and you know, we know what we need to do to make sure that doesn't happen, because at the end of the day, it is on the players. You know, maybe we got a little too comfortable, and maybe we overachieved the year before, but you know, we had a good year last year for the most part, and now we got to build off it. You know, no one can be satisfied, and when you get satisfied, that's when things start to trend in the wrong direction, and that's why you see teams dip after a good year, and that's on us to make sure that doesn't happen, on the leadership, on the players, and we'll hold each other accountable. I think that's what's good about our group. We're not shy about things anymore. Guys talk when they need to and give each other a bump or you know, bring a guy up when they need it, and that's what it takes.
How do you view the competition this year at camp?
Yeah, it's there's depth. I think guys are going to be pushing. You know, we're everybody says it, but like we're the best league in the world. There's 700 jobs, and yeah, you have contracts, but you know, you want to push, not just to be on the team. You want to play. You want to contribute and find your role. And the more you push, you know, it pushes the guy next to you to be better, and that'll make your whole team better. So. You know, it's going to take, you know, it's not just going to be the 20 guys. It's, you know, injuries, knock on wood, happen. And, you know, there's going to be times where guys have to step up, and it's going to take a lot of guys. So, you know, having depth is always a good thing. You just look at the teams that go all the way. You know, like Pittsburgh used like 10D last year in the playoffs or whatever it was, and they won a cup. So you need that depth, and not just for that, for the depth part, but to push each other. And, you know, if you just kind of coast in, you'll be behind before you know it, and that's on each guy to make sure they're bringing it.
How do you envision your role this season?
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be similar to last year. I'm gonna hopefully be a big part of the penalty kill and some key faceoffs. You know, when I'm needed, and you know, I feel like I'm kind of a guy that can jump and fill into any role. Amongst the forwards group, you know, I've played an offensive role years ago. I haven't really seen that lately, but you know, I've been more of a reliable depth guy that can take D zone draws. You know, play a checking role. I can move to the wing if I have to. So it's all depends where I slide in. You know, I'm sure the coaches will talk a lot about it, but I'll be ready whatever's given. But I just want to be that reliable player that you know what you're getting every night, and I think that's what's helped me play in this league a long time, and that won't change.